Hey there, Hillary.
Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Well, I'm in Cleveland, which
it's not
makes
Vegas.
Me sad. How about you?
I'm in Virginia. This has been rough.
So first of all, welcome to Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts with the Garden Tarts. If you are new, which I think there are a bunch of new of yous, hopefully. New of yous? Is that how we talk? I think so. So we were just in Vegas for the shows on February 15th, 17th, and 18th. And let me tell you, Hill, I don't know about you when you got home, but I came home, I was like elated, like full-chested, heart-happy for like days. I was like, people were like, you had a good trip. And I'm like, I did. I cannot remember the last time I came home from a trip feeling so utterly happy without that yearning to go back. That was the kicker. And then, let's see, it's Sunday now. There was just a show Saturday and Friday. And Friday night, when I realized it was like time for DJ Polly to come on, my stomach started to feel sick.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God.
That kind of hit me too. Like, I wasn't at the last show anymore.
Right, right. And I was saying truthfully before, like, I'm totally going to have FOMO because so many of our friends are there.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy with our shows.
Yeah.
And the last show we saw that, like, I was just so content. And I'm like, damn, I thought show's going to be fucking bananas.
There are only two shows left. By the time we record again, it'll be over.
I was relieved to know that these last two shows were the shows they were filming, so that they were very, like, even, like, static. I mean, I'm sure they were great. But no surprises, no nothing. So I was like, well, we need those ones.
Yeah.
I've been waiting. I just like hinted at my family a little bit, like, oh, I'm so sad. And I've been waiting for one of them to be like, you should just go back. But let's see, the last show is on, there's a Friday and a Saturday left, right?
Yeah.
The Friday night, my eighth grader has a band concert and I'm the only one that can go.
Oh.
Like Grace can't go, Chris can't go. It's at a hockey game, like a professional hockey game. They're playing halftime. So I was like, damn it. I'm like, but we'll be home by 9:30, 10. If I get on a flight early morning, I could be there by lunchtime on Saturday. No. I told a friend of ours that I would have to get a personal invitation from the B-man himself, and even that would be hard to convince.
Right.
So I'm not planning on going, because I'm not planning on that happening. So anyway, how are you post-shows?
I feel really, I don't know. I feel all over the place. Like, it was just really exhausting to go to three shows in a row. But it was hard to leave, and I didn't exactly expect. I was, you know, usually when you go on a trip, you're glad to go and you're glad to come home. And I felt all weird about it.
You weren't feeling your best either. So like, yeah. At some point you were anxious to get home.
Yeah.
So.
And then just like I had a really super late flight, and leaving the hotel, just my last view of the Sphere was really emotional.
Yeah.
Like I said goodbye and.
I said goodbye and it's one of our stories. I was like, bye Sphere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have moment. If people don't know, we weren't together for that our last show together. I was down on the floor. I was on Adam's side, like on the side. like closer to the screen than this, than the front of the stage. Maybe like 15 people back or something. So, and then you were up in a seat because you weren't feeling great and you wanted to sit down, which I was so glad they were able to do that for you. Sphere's been great for people really who need great. Help with things. I really mad props to them.
Not just that, but like if you need directions, if you need, if you have any questions, the staff are so amazing.
Amazing. Like we should send them a note.
The wait staff. I mean, everybody was just.
I gave our waitress the first night that we were GA. I gave her one of our bracelets because I loved her so much. And then I saw her the second or our third night too. And she was like, hey. But it was the very end of the show. So I'm looking at the side of the stage. So I'm like looking at the side of their faces. Bono's just finished Beautiful Day. And it's all I can see is the artwork. And I was like, this is a church. Yeah. It is gorgeous like a church. And I just want to remember this moment forever. I like took a little picture in my brain. I was like, we'll never see this again.
Mm-mm.
Not this artwork in this place and this moment. Oh, I'm having so many feelings.
It's very emotional.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
And I mean, just the... You know, I mean, being in Vegas, it was a pain in the butt, but also it was just so easy for everyone to like come together.
Right?
And so like, how are you for a tour? How are we going to like pick a show so that we can see everybody we know?
Right. Like, it's just random if you run into that many people.
Right.
At one show. And I also loved that. So our first trip out there in October where we stayed at the Flamingo, remember we just felt far from everyone and everything. We're like, there's a million fans here we know and we didn't see any of them.
Right.
Staying where we stayed this time, off the strip, we could walk to Sphere easily. We could walk to Zoo Station easily. Like, it felt more at home and less Vegas-y.
Yeah,
I guess. Other than walking through the friggin' Venetian. But could you imagine if every time they're in a city that has more than one show, they had like a Zoo Station type situation? Whether it's like a coffee shop that has a themed day or I don't know, just something organized.
Right.
Where fans know they can go and see people. I just feel like that was such a win.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I have kind of a weird feeling about Zoo Station, too, because, I mean, that's really going away.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but, like, when I would walk in there, I didn't feel like I was in Vegas.
No.
It felt like I was in the U2 world I'd always dreamed of.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I want to live.
Right.
Complete with the drinks they have. I will never have another Octung Old Fashioned, I presume. The bartender did tell me that. She's like, I'm guessing the proportions are this, this, and this. But she told me that they had a mixologist create those two drinks. It was the old-fashioned drink. And what was the other one? It was tequila-based.
I don't remember.
Mysterious Ways, maybe it was called. And it was produced, like, in that. Like, I mean, it was pre-mixed at the bar. But they just had vats and vats and vats of it. So she's like, we don't even mix it here, so I couldn't tell you. But my guess is it's an ounce of this, 3/4 of an ounce of it. Like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to get stout syrup anyway. Oh, man. I was thinking today, remember when we were like, oh, man, they're going to be in fucking Vegas. And now we're like, don't leave Vegas.
I know.
What do they do to us? I wonder if they're ready to move on. That's my question for Bon over Whiskey and Cake.
Yeah.
It's probably bittersweet.
I would assume so.
Yeah. So yeah, they had two, they had a bunch of special cameras. Apparently last night, the second night of filming, there was a bunch of technical difficulties. I don't know what they were
about that, but
some stuff with the microphone and stuff, microphones, but I guess the night before it went well. Word is that that movie is going to be, it was filmed specifically for Sphere to be shown in there, which makes sense.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, it's kind of an era, like, I feel like Taylor and Beyonce have set the stage for publicly releasing concert movies.
Right.
And but I would not.
You two have done that before, and it didn't go so well.
I feel like it's a new era.
Yeah.
No, I did not mean that, like, in a Taylor Swift era way. I just feel like.
Oh, no, no.
People are more receptive to it, the thought of it. No, we'll see.
Yeah,
they certainly have enough video. So yeah, two more nights. Word is that it feels like it's stronger than a rumor that the plan is for them to go back into the studio mid-March with Larry. That is the rumor. It feels more than a rumor is what I'm right. saying. And that if all goes well, tour starting summer 2025.
Which is going to be here like tomorrow.
But it would be a non-American start.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Like, Europe deserves them now.
Oh, yeah.
So, and that's rare that they start a tour in Europe, but.
They started 360 in Europe.
Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah, it was.
For us. But anyway, I'm glad for it to start somewhere else because that just gives us a little more time. Ooh, this is a fun tidbit that, and I, in hindsight, I noticed this, but I didn't know. So before the band comes out, there's the Lemon remix. And before Elevation, there's the Elevation remix. Those both have new vocals.
Yeah.
Fresh vocals from Bono, which I'm like, yeah, those actually, those were fresh. God, he sounds so good.
I swear, though, for Lemon, when he says, like, she wore Lemon, it sounds like Gavin.
I'll have to listen back for it, but I also feel like anything he redoes in makes cooler still sounds
it's gonna
like
sound Gavin. Like Gavin.
I feel like he's his inspiration.
Yeah.
So if I were him, I'd want to sound like Gavin.
Right.
I can't remember the last time I came back from a trip and had so many new Facebook friends. So that was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like three of them, but I don't do that easily.
No, I don't. Yeah.
And like, I mean, just thank you all from the bottom of our hearts. This was, y'all, it was just amazing.
So amazing. So overwhelming.
The love you gave the podcast was just, and continue. I asked on Instagram and Twitter yesterday for people to share their bracelets. So there's almost 150 of them out there from the two trips we took. And I mean, I think like a dozen people replied, which wow. I feel like statistically with the algorithms, that's right. a lot. And a lot of those people we never encountered before. We don't even know who they are.
Right.
Those are that. So, so good. So good.
Like, we do this for us. And like, to me, it's surprising when I find out that anyone listens and to have so many people reach out to us was just terrific.
Yeah, I like to think that y'all like it because you understand that we're just here, like we're just here with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was one of our friends who she's made her way all through season one. She just started listening not too long ago. She's working through season two. And she was like, I'm just listening. It's like I'm in the room with you all. And she's like, and I realize it's because these are my stories too. And I'm like, don't say my name. I was like, I always cut it out. And she's like, thank you. But she's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, they're going to say my name. No names. It's okay. We got you, girl. When did the Record Store Day announcement come out? That came out while we were in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
So it's Atomic City Live on one side, and then the Atomic City Remix on the next. The artwork looks so cool. It is Bram instead of Larry on it. Which people freaked all the fuck out. But you know what? Bram's working his ass off.
Yep.
And Larry helped write that song and record that song. Larry is still part of the band.
Yes.
Very much. And if that's, they obviously made that choice for a reason to let Bram be on it and in the picture and everything. It's, I'm really glad he's part of the U2 fam.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah. Like, we're all better because of him. So what's that, April 20th, maybe? It's always around then.
Yeah. April something.
If it's a Saturday, then yes. April 20th. Saturday, April 20th is Record Store Day. Let's see if there was anything else. I'm not sure there is. Do you have any other thoughts or feelings? I feel like I've been just bleh.
No, I think I'm just overwhelmed by the whole experience and the fact that it's over.
Yeah. You know, in another lifetime, we would have booked flights today.
You're right.
Or yesterday to go out next weekend. But that is not our lives right now.
No.
And I'm still glad we went to those three shows instead of waiting and just going to one or two more.
Yeah.
Because I still would have had this band concert. Not you two. The eighth grade concert.
Right,
band.
Right.
It's going to play for 10 minutes at a halftime. Oh, man.
What instrument does Sadie play?
He plays the flute.
Oh, I played the flute.
You did?
In middle school.
Well, that's what she's doing, and she'll continue. She, they started in fifth grade. They start instruments. And I don't remember if it was fifth or sixth grade or something. She was like, Mom, do you know why I chose the flute? And I was like, because it's the smallest carrying case. I don't, like, if you've walked to school with an instrument, who wants a tuba, right? She's like, no, because you showed me Lizzo.
Oh, that's cool.
I was like, oh my God, I did something that influenced you. Was really touched because I would show her videos of this cool lady playing the flute, and it was as if I didn't exist.
Right.
I was like, okay, I thought that was interesting. Bye. She was paying attention.
That's cool.
We never had whiskey and cake in Vegas. We did try to have vending machine cake, and the vending machine was broken.
We did. That really sucked.
We really wanted that. That was like late night airport. We did have some Fireball.
We did.
Which is quote unquote whiskey. But that's all. Okay, well, next time we record, we'll report on the last two shows.
I don't wanna.
I kind of want to just, like, put my fingers in my ears and go, la, 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 like, if I don't hear it, it's not actually happening.
Right. Do you think they'll do something different? I can't imagine.
I can't imagine they would pull something new.
No.
Out. I just think it's going to be such a fucking party.
Yeah.
I just think the energy is going to be Like, I'm getting chills right now. I think the energy is going to be fucking outrageous.
Yeah. Completely different. I mean, I have the vibe. It's going to be completely different than the last show of a normal tour.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, it's the fact that this has been home for so long.
Yeah.
And they won't ever have anything like it. Well, who knows? Who knows what Willie's going to come up with?
Yeah.
But it won't be that.
Mm-mm.
I'm really excited for what they come up with next.
Yeah.
I'm real excited because it's going to have to be almost cooler or more inventive. It's a tall order. I heard someone, this was before, I feel like before Sphere opened. It might have even been like one of the Zane Lowe interviews when Bono and Edge took him in. And someone saying like, oh, Willie Williams, like his wheels are turning. Like, yeah. He's already thinking about it. I may be wrong about the source of that, but it was something like that.
Oh, I'm sure his wheels are always turning.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Googie and Gavin were there this last weekend.
Oh, really?
I know. Googie was for sure. I saw a picture of him with some fans. And he asked both of them if they had his keys. Yeah, according to the reports. Yeah. Which I thought was really cute.
Yeah, really cute.
Really cute. Okay, well, do we go on this solemn note?
I think it's very solemn.
I feel like we need something funny. I don't know what it is.
I don't know, but you know what? I'm in no rush to return to Las Vegas for any reason.
Nope. Nope. I do know. I mean, if there's a Saturday U2 show, and I can make it out there on a tour, I will. But I'm staying off the strip.
Yeah.
I'm staying off the strip. And if I don't walk through a casino, that's fine. Like, I don't want to say I'll never go back there again, but then I'll have to eat my words at some point.
Right.
I'm just jinxing myself.
I'm saying if I never go back there again, I'll be okay.
Yes. Yes. Fair play. Fair play.
Yeah.
Weird place.
So weird. And I used to love it so much. And it's just one of those things I feel like I outgrew.
Yeah. Well, because we weren't there to like drink all night and pull slot machines and not sleep. And like, it's kind of what it's for.
Yeah.
We want to sleep and see rock shows.
Yep.
And eat good food.
We did eat some good food.
We ate some good food. We went back to that Sugar Cane. We went there in October too. Oh, so good.
That place is so good. If you, I guess, are there this weekend.
Yeah.
Check out Sugar Cane because it's amazing food, but it's also easy to get into.
Yeah. We went there after both shows in October and we went for dinner one night. When we were just there, if you are walking the bridge from Sphere to Venetian, it was like on the left, like right at, like you'll see the bathrooms and then Sugar Cane's like right there.
Right.
Check it out. Now no one's going to be able to get a seat, but it's tapas and everyone shares and they've got amazing drinks. And yeah, I mean, we sat down with some big groups easily.
Yep. Very easily.
Yeah. Which I don't know why, because the place is amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just not a big name or something. I don't know. Sugar Cane, go for it. And shout out to the Donut Teak.
Oh my God.
The fanciest donuts ever, which is pretty much right outside Zoo Station. So look for those fancy donuts. The tiramisu one was... chef's kiss.
That's the best donut I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. I did enjoy the honey one. But the tiramisu one was my favorite. You said the lemon one was not what you expected.
It wasn't what I expected. It was okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's so gorgeous. So good. And drink those Optung Old Fashions while you can. I know they're $20. It was so worth it to me. So worth it. Okay, crew.
Who's listening that's going back? That's what I want to know.
Right. Who's going back? And maybe some people can send us like some voice memos about that last weekend, what it was like.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to get some of that vibe.
I've seen so many people looking for tickets for the second.
Oh, yeah, the last night. Yeah. Did I get? Oh, I thought I had some Instagram notifications. It would have been interesting here, but they're not. They are completely unrelated to anything you do at all. Okay, y'all. Thanks again for listening.
Thank you so much. And
safe travels if you're traveling. I was thinking about our rules, the Garden Tart rules of travel as I was walking through the airport. And I don't even remember what they are. If you see something, say something.
Get Starbucks.
Don't ever pass up a Starbucks. Keep your friggin' shoes on.
Oh, the guy next to me on the plane coming home he took his shoes off. He had these giant cowboy boots on and he took them off during the flight. And I looked and I'm like, they're these giant cowboy boots with no feet in them.
I'm sure that though that was uncomfortable. He wanted to be more comfortable, but I have totally slipped my foot out, but kept my majority of my foot in the shoe somehow to give my heels a little.
Yeah.
Be creative. Take some slippers. You can take slippers.
Yep.
But just know if you walk in the bathroom, that's not water on the floor.
No, it's not.
More than likely it's not water on the floor. So you don't want to put those slippers back in your backpack. No. I feel like there's another rule. Don't be an asshole or a jerk. Forget what I said. That feels good enough. Okay.
I can't believe it's almost over.
I can't believe I'm so sad about it.
I know.
I can. I just really thought I was okay. I really thought I was. I felt bad telling my husband how happy I was.
Aww.
And how good I felt coming back. Because I'm like, nothing here makes me feel like that.
Yeah. Do you have any trips planned before next summer?
No, we don't. No, but I have lots of travels planned this summer, so that'll be good. It'll be busy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I got to work and stuff now. Too bad I'm working on podcast stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry, work. I'm busy.
I feel like between October and February, everything was just kind of on pause.
Right?
Yeah.
And now it's we've got this momentum from being in Vegas and we gotta keep it churning.
Yeah.
One person did say on Twitter, I know I sent you this screenshot, but she was, let me look and see who it was. Give her a shout out. Dum-da-dum-da-dum. Okay, it was, Julie M. She said, with the U2 residency at Sphere ending soon, I'm sort of happy I just discovered the Garden Tarts podcast. It may be just enough material to get me through to the next album.
Aww.
And someone else said, me too. So we got to help the people, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to keep them busy. Okay, y'all. It's just good night.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.
Yep, we'll have reports from Vegas. Well, reports of reports from Vegas.
Brilliant.
And yeah, if you're traveling, be safe. If you're not traveling, take care of yourself and your FOMO. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at @_GardenTarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your YouTube friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with The Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, The Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.